world tied together.
Welcome to the holiday version of America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Ho, ho, ho. Hope good things in store for you these next couple of days and in 2012. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation and beyond our borders. What a year it's been. Coming up next week, as we'll do shows every night except for Monday, we'll be looking back, take a big look back at 2011 and then fast forward to what's happening into the new year, do the fun resolution thing and all that. For now, though, we are wrapping things up, so to speak, and that's what they're trying to do in Washington. I want you to hear the sounds from earlier on Thursday, and then I'm going to tell you what really happened a little later in the day. First, we've got the president talking about sooner or later this has to happen. The House needs to pass it. This is dysfunction. This is terrible. Then we have Congressman Hoyer talking about the stakes being oh so high. And then we have the Speaker of the House, John Boehner. Could there be a bigger floodlight on this guy? And everywhere he went in Washington, that was the conversation. Are we going to get our $40? Or are we not getting the money? What's going to happen here? And he has his own take. And then we're going to pull back the curtain and let you hear what happened. Check it out.
This should not be hard. We all agree it should happen. I believe it's going to happen sooner or later. Why not make it sooner? The House needs to pass a short-term version of this compromise, and then we should negotiate an agreement as quickly as possible to extend the payroll tax cut and unemployment insurance for the rest of 2012. I mean, has this place become so dysfunctional that even when people agree to things, we can't do it?
All right, so that's President Obama, of course, talking about at the end that how dysfunctional things are. And then, as I said, you've got Congressman Hoyer talking about just how high the stakes are and have been in these conversations. And, of course, as well, you've got the Speaker of the House, same thing. He's really in the middle of all of this. So we look to a Democrat and we look to a Republican to hear their take, two people in the House, on what the president just said about dysfunction.
We ought not to be creating that kind of uncertainty and anxiety among the American people. The stakes are too high to be arguing about politics and process.
A two-month extension only perpetuates the uncertainty that too many employers already have in dealing with the economy and what's coming out of Washington. A one-year bill, like the president requested and like the House produced, is simply better for jobs and better for our economy.
All right, so you heard the push by Boehner. Boehner collapsed. He gave in. At the end of the day, Boehner just decided to cash in the chip, so to speak, and he agrees to the Democrats' deal, two-month payroll tax extension, and he's getting mixed reviews from his own clan, the rest of the Republicans, who don't like the idea of the deal and say they were hung out to dry by leadership. John Boehner, how long does he hang around as the Speaker of the House? He, after all the things he said, and pretty much what you heard there is how Boehner has been speaking for a long time about this payroll tax extension, and he's been talking to the president, talking to the president, talking to the president, and finally there was enough of a rap, I guess, on his head that he decided he was going to cave in and say, okay, we'll do 2 months, because Boehner said all along, he blinked, he said all along, now it's got to be a year, this is ridiculous to just have, you know, why aren't we working on this, to just have this proposal dangling like that? And as I said, all the hard war of words dropped by the wayside. Obama's promising to sign it, as well as some of the separate appropriation bill that he'll need to fund the government through and forward September 2012 before heading off to Hawaii to join his family. So the agreement is certainly a symbolic triumph, if nothing else, for this president who made this his daily mantra, pushing for extending the payroll tax cut that people needed, that we're dysfunctional, this is idiotic, all this other sort of stuff. And now both chambers will be asked, before he signs it, of course, to give unanimous consent. It's just a procedural deal that allows it to pass through, even though most of the people who would vote on it aren't going to be there. They're going to be home celebrating the holidays. If no one shows up to object in person, the plan originally worked out by the Senate and modified just a little bit Thursday to get the support of Boehner and the House Republicans, then goes to the president. He pulls out his pen, he signs it, he gets on the plane, boom, he is off to Hawaii. So here we go. The Band-Aid went through. The Band-Aid went through. So under the deal, just to be clear so all of you know, under the deal, the payroll tax will remain at 4.2% instead of bumping up to 6.2%, which would have changed what you were receiving in the checks, right? So the higher rate would have bounced back, and it would have meant about $1,000, maybe a little bit more for some people or a little bit less. Probably about 160 million Americans is what the estimate is. So Boehner succumbed. He went down. How about that? So when the minor changes were made, and it produced pretty much the same proposal as the one the Senate passed last Saturday, how interesting is this? Because you remember there was a wild conference call on Saturday that caused Boehner to reject the Senate's Band-Aid plan in the first place, which set up the political circus sideshow in the last couple of days before this payroll tax was going to rise. So here's the bottom line. It gets punted until February, as everything does in Washington. And for, I guarantee, most of the people listening to America Tonight, you still get your $40 in your check. And somebody said to me, what can you do with $40? And I gave you examples of people who told me they can do a lot with it, although they don't like the idea that they're not really clear on where the money is coming from. How are they getting the money to pay for it? What does it mean? How much of a burden does it put back on them? Because that's the other part of it. But it's the question, you know, what's in your wallet? And we live in the now. And so for most people, the $40 is a bump, is the same bump that they have gotten that they would recognize if it had gone away. So how much does this help Obama in his run to be reelected and to stay ensconced in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? And how much does this help the Republicans? I guess in some senses, in one way, it's good for the race to the White House, because I think the Republicans would have been hearing this all along the way, that this is what they do. They take money out of your pocket. That would have been pretty much the rallying cry, and now that's going to go away, theoretically, depending on what ultimately is decided by the end of February. Because remember, this is just a Band-Aid. Just a Band-Aid. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to head to the mailbag. And if you want to throw in your 2 cents, if you're out there alive and kicking and you want to talk about your holiday traditions, I'm curious, give me a buzz, 800-259-5791.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still
it's an old political ploy. But use Christmas to get your enemies to cave. And I guess that's what happened with John Boehner, the Speaker of the House. He decided, screw it. Everybody needs their money, and if we don't do this, then the Republicans are going to look bad, and this is only going to fuel the fires as we head into 2012. So there is a two-month extension. If you're getting unemployment benefits, you can breathe a sigh of relief. And if you're somebody who is counting the checks, you know, and they come in and you think they're going to be lighter, they're not going to be lighter because of the extension, at least through the end of February. So some interesting things happen late in the day in Washington. Now they just have to go through a couple of procedural hurdles, if you will. I thought it'd be fun also to throw out Christmas traditions, because I know a lot of you are still out there kicking around, probably wrapping presents right now, or maybe not. Maybe, as I said in a previous hour, you're just drinking some eggnog and chilling after watching the Colts upset the Houston Texans. What a finish that was. Might be a blunder, though, because wouldn't you think they'd want to get Andrew Luck in the draft? So they want to have a lousy enough record that they get Luck. Because, yes, they've got Peyton Manning, but you got to think Peyton Manning, how long is he going to be around? And can you imagine if you had Andrew Luck in the wings, the kid out of Stanford with a really great, great arm? So when I was looking into segging from what happened with the Colts and their win, segging from that to Christmas traditions, you know, I love when the word they comes up. people who actually are in the Christmas business, because it is a big business. Supposedly there are 400 million people that celebrate Christmas around the world. 400 million people. And the celebrations are different even in this country, no matter where you go. I mean, I've lived in California. I've lived in Albuquerque, New Mexico, grew up in the East, lived in the South, pretty much have lived in most of the regions, and it's different every place. The flavor of Christmas, it's amazing, the little twists on Christmas that you get. Like, for instance, when I lived in Las Vegas, they have a cool thing they do in a couple of the neighborhoods where they paint the garage doors. I mean, they look like murals. It's incredible. They look like works of art, like the Flintstones or the Simpsons or some other theme. And it's not somebody just kind of trying to draw a resemblance to it. It looks like they have them professionally done. And then in New Mexico, they have the luminarias and the ristras, the chilies that hang on the door. And the luminarias, it's the bags with the candles in it that are all the way up and down the walkway. And it is one of the coolest sights to see, I'm telling you, if you go there. Anybody who's been in New Mexico, you know what I'm talking about. Because they just light the whole place up, and it is definitely something that they do there. And sometimes you'll go somewhere else and you'll see people that do it, and usually it's because they've lived in New Mexico or have some kind of background where they're connected to New Mexico. So let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. Hey, you said only 400 million people. What do you mean by that?
400 million people celebrate Christmas, supposedly.
Oh, come on, Kate. There's over 2 billion Christians on the planet, so I can't
I know
be right.
Seriously, the Christmas traditions. So what the traditions are, what the different symbols are, so maybe the idea is that not of all the people that are on the planet and that are Christian, their types of celebrations are similar, I guess. That's what I was told.
Okay, well, anyway, so maybe people that go out and do, okay, so maybe the other 1.6 billion don't do any traditions or something.
No, they don't have any, they might not have any real traditions, I guess is what they're thinking. Or they don't slant towards something that that more people celebrate, I guess. What do they do in Wyoming?
Stay indoors, Kate. It's 7 degrees here right now.
Well, that's the celebration. You stay indoors. We're not putting any ristra up on our door. We're not putting any luminarias out. Do you put Christmas lights out in the summertime because it's too cold to get on the ladder?
Yeah. Anyway, listen, have you heard about this, I don't know if you want to call it a phenomenon or a miracle or whatever, but people going in the Kmart and paying and Walmart, i.e. the Mart, Target, I guess, not a Mart, but Target, and paying off people's layaways. You've heard about this going on. It's kind of something that's spread all over the country.
Yes.
And I was sitting there thinking, I heard Mr. Berkeley say the other night, the reason he's a Democrat is because, the Democrats care about the poor people. Yet I'm sitting here watching these people. Some guy walked in and paid off $10,000 in layaways at one of the Kmarts, And I'm thinking, obviously that guy has money to be going in and doing this, So, to sit back and make the rich look like they're cold-hearted, smart, it's just not right, But the point being is that there's, you look at some of the, I think part of the reason why, you have all these charity organizations, and a lot of people donate money to them. And I think a lot of people are skeptical about that because they just wonder, gee, how much of that actual $20 a month that I donate actually get to the poverty-stricken child somewhere around the world, and how
right,
much of it
right.
administration and stuff. So people just say, I ain't going to do it that way. But then you turn around and see this thing happening at Christmas, and they know that, hey, I just paid off somebody's $100 layaway count, and they're going to be able to, use that money for something else or whatever. And there's actually been a couple cases, I guess, where people that were already had the money set aside to pay off the layoff pay other people off, But my point is that it just seems like when you get organization/government out of the loophole, and it's just people helping other people straight out, it doesn't seem like there's a deficit in that, a lack of that. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know...
Well, sort of like the Ayn Rand theory that you take care of the people around you, that the community comes, you know, that in a capitalistic world, to make it work, why can't people around in the communities help each other? Why aren't more people doing that? Because you know it actually gets to the person versus a big bad machine where you're not sure, and then you hear these horror stories about what the people are making up the chain and only what the small percentage is that actually goes to the country or the community or the whatever. Yeah.
And you see, and I guess I'm trying to relate this to you. You see the, when it's community to community, people to people, people have no problem helping other people out. But when it goes up an organizational chain where there's administration there, or better yet, let's just look at Congress, the government. You know, people have to pay their taxes, and the government turns around, and especially when it's run by Democrats, you know, tends to give it to the poor who are not paying hardly any taxes at all. And then you see the rich getting upset about that and say, well, we're not going to spend any money on the economy, so the economy's in the stalemate. The point being is, less government, you know, get out of people's lives, quit taking all our money, you know, our money, and still not have enough to pay everything to where you're putting this country in mass debt. Let the people help the people. You know, get that, I call the government the third party there. Get them out of the picture, you know, and then people are helping people. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, I don't know, I shake my head. But anyway, though, hopefully we're up against it. Are you going to be in Dallas for the holidays or for Christmas?
I am. I'm going to be in Dallas for the holidays, yes.
Well, happy Christmas down there.
Me too.
You can let it snow there all you want. We just went through our 2 days here, and we're happy that it looks like a clear weekend for Christmas. But anyway, Merry Christmas to all of our, as I like to say, have a happy Christmas and a Merry New Year. They all reverse those words, you know? Be happy on Christmas, and then just be happy or merry and festive throughout the whole year, right? Well, you're not going to be happy all year long. There's too many problems, you know? Everybody has them, you know? But anyway, though, Kate, Happy New Year to you, and Merry Christmas, or whatever it all is, and we'll see you on the other side of Christmas, all right?
All right, you too. Thanks, Don. Appreciate it. You know, it's interesting in what Don brings up about the community, and hopefully people are doing that. People do look around and do try to help their neighbors and their neighbor's neighbor, but often what happened is a lot of times you couldn't rely on that. So it's not to say that all charities are not doing a good job. And for example, I'm involved with Children International, and I have been involved with them since, I want to say it's been 5 years. And I've seen what they do, and almost all their money goes to the kids. Hang with us.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree tray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
This just in, WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your need. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
I like to see you.
Gosh, I want to say it's been at least 5 months or so, and we've learned some great things along the way, including summing it all up for the tail end of 2011. What can you do to get on the fast track, because I call it the fast track, to getting healthy and not getting diabetes and dumping that weight, for goodness sake, that so many are carrying around, that, you know, you're just sitting there mindlessly. That's what I think it is. It's mindless eating a lot of times for a lot of people, where all of a sudden you realize, oh, my gosh, how did I eat a bag of potato chips? I didn't even really enjoy it. There's a better way to live. And Ben has taught us that about our satiety points. That's a huge, huge word. And if you've never heard any of my conversations with Ben and you tuned in for the first time tonight, boy, are you in for a treat. Hey, Ben, how are you?
I'm awesome. Satiety is one of those kind of word of the day calendar kind of words, you know? But it's so important. There's actually a book out called Satisfaction that talks all about how important it is to understand the concept so you can get satisfied. We don't know what satisfies us. And when it comes to eating, that's like a classic example of us not knowing how to be satisfied.
Right.
When you say that underscores, that's like a context of most people's eating behaviors not being satisfied or very temporarily being satisfied.
Yes, how many times have you heard people say, and I'm sure you've done it in your past, not now, where you went and you just ate a ton of Chinese food, and then 2 hours later you were starving?
Right. You're just not satisfied.
You're not satisfied.
You know, this whole element of lack of satisfaction has some really deep philosophical underpinnings, aside from eating behavior. And I remember the Rolling Stones used to think the Rolling Stones were just some crazy, you know, hippie, angry, heroin junkie band. But they were really very wise, and one of their most important songs was what?
I can't get no satisfaction.
Satisfaction. Exactly. They were talking about how you just can't get fulfilled. And he says, everybody's telling me I'm not good enough, and I don't know how to get good enough. And there's just this sense in the background of our lives of lack of contentment, of lack of satisfaction, and understanding how to handle that has deep implications for living a good life, but especially when it comes to eating. Our eating behavior smacks distinctly of lack of satisfaction. And what's even worse, Katie, is there are unscrupulous, unethical companies that will manipulate that lack of satisfaction to keep us coming, going and going and going like a rat in a maze that is addicted to certain substances and can't stop hitting the bar. You know, you ever see that?
I've never seen that figure, right,
where the rat keeps slapping the bar and slapping the bar and slapping the bar. They figured out how to get into his brain to the point where it has to keep going and keep going and keep going. So it's so important for us to be able to take control of our lives, take control of our eating behaviors, take control of just how we exist on the planet to understand how to hit your satisfaction buttons. And food is just a classic example of that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And one of the things that now I'm proud to say that people are picking up on after many of our conversations is the whole idea of the power food. Because, you know, Ben, this is what
people, that's what they'll ask.
What do I eat? What can I eat
like
then?
It too.
Yeah.
You know what? Calorie restriction with adequate nutrition, the CRAN diet, is the only known way to reduce your risks of degenerative diseases and simultaneously increase your longevity. It's the only proven way. And study after study after study talks about calorie restriction, or I don't want to say restriction because that sounds harsh, but eating less calories and eating more nutrients, study after study after study, confirms the fact that you get better brain health, you get better muscle mass, you get better resistance to disease, you get all of the markers of health improve when you lower your calories. But you can't just lower your calories starvation-wise. You have to do it by providing yourself with nutrients. So hence the concept of power foods, which are foods that are super mega, mega, mega dense in nutrients and very, very light on calories. And on top of all that, they're bachelor-friendly. And even if you're a woman, you can have foods that are bachelor-friendly. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying, right? There's not a lot of mess. There's not a lot of dishes. You know, a lot of cooking, a lot of preparing. And I call those power foods. We talked about a few of them. The Brussels sprouts one, I think we talked about.
Yeah.
I like butters, cashew butters, avocado, and salt. Man, that is ridiculous satisfying, avocado and salt. I mean, have you done it?
I love it.
Two of them. You just got yourself 200 calories. That's not even half a bag of French fries.
Right.
And you've gotten your omega fats. You've got protein. You've got carbs. You've got great minerals. It's completely satisfying. And that's a classic example of power food. But if you want another power food, because I know you like one a week, right?
Yeah, I do.
This is one of my favorites. You know the sushi rolls or the flat seaweeds that you can buy at the health food store?
Sure.
You might not know what they are, but okay. So they're made for sushi, they're made for rolling, but you don't need to make them for sushi and rolling. What you do is you get yourself a little spray bottle and you spray soy sauce or spice water, whatever your favorite spice is, garlic water. I like one called Tony Chachere's. I'll put it in water, put it in a spray bottle, and you slightly mist the seaweed, the flat seaweed, right? And you put a little bit of oil in there, too. You put a little bit of oil, or you can use a separate sprayer. Spray a little bit of oil on there. So just a little bit of oil, good essential fatty acid oil, and some spice water. And you can eat it just as is, but if you roast it ever so slightly and then crush it up, it makes the most delicious chip. The most delicious chip.
Mm.
And it's a true power food because it's loaded with minerals. Absolutely every single mineral that your body needs. It's got the best protein going, and it's got B vitamins, and it's got special nutrients that protect your skin from the sun and protect your skin from the environment. The same things that protect the plant, the seaweed from the sun, will go into your skin and protect you from the sun. So it's a tremendous source of nutrients, tasty as all get out, and extremely satisfying because among our satiety buttons is the salt satiety button, as we've talked about in the past. You can only eat so much salt, and once you get enough of that salt, and this is going to give you good salt, not just sodium chloride, but the whole spectrum of minerals or a full spectrum of minerals, your body will have met its need for salt. It will no longer crave or want salty foods, and it is incredibly, incredibly satisfying.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, we started this whole thing, this adventure, and we were talking about minerals and getting those minerals into your body, and that was something that I hadn't done. And we talked about Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And I've heard from some people just how much they like it doing the same thing where they drag it around with them. When I say drag it around. Drag it around with you because there's something in it, and you can answer this better than I can. What is it about Beyond Tangy Tangerine that
fills you up? I'll tell you what it is. You know, I'll tell you exactly what it is. I was talking to my mom just before I talked to you. My mom is pushing 80, and, you know, she supplements a little bit, but she says she can't be bothered with it. You know, she's complaining about how tired she is and how dragged out she is, and I know why she's like that. I mean, she's starving, basically. She's not getting her nutrients. She's not getting her minerals. She's not getting her B vitamins. So what happens is when you start to give your body these kinds of substances throughout the day in this nice, steady state, low level that the body likes, it's easy for the body to handle. It gets it throughout the day, so you're never missing it. You start to get the sense of well-being that you don't want to be without. And when you're without it, you will instinctively go for the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. When you're feeling just a slight, it's very subtle, but you'll notice before you reach for the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, if you haven't had it for 10 or 15 minutes, there's almost a craving for it, a need for it. And that is because we get hooked on that sense of well-being that is created by the nutrients that are not only in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, but just nutrients in general. The beautiful thing about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is it's the liquid format that allows it to go to work right away. People ask me why I talk about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine so much, because, you know, you can get the nutrients in a lot of different ways. But that one in particular is so beneficial because of its liquid format. It makes it extremely, extremely valuable. It makes it portable, it makes it accessible, and it allows the nutrients, the liquid format allows the nutrients to go to work quickly. You don't need bile. You don't need your pancreas to work. You don't need any of the systems in the digestive tract to kick in. It goes right into the small intestine, and it's absorbed directly into the blood. No muss, no fuss. You notice it in seconds, literally in seconds, depending on what's in your stomach, maybe a couple of minutes if you have a lot of stuff in your digestive system. But it goes to work very quickly. And if you're one of the 70 million Americans that has a digestive problem, then you bypass all of that. So to me, it's an incredibly important tool, and I can see why you're saying that, because when we are deficient and we start to feel a lack of well-being, if we've had a sense of well-being for a while, we naturally want that stuff. We'll just naturally go to it.
Right. And, boy, what a difference. I mean, it really is. It's like an energy boost. It is. You get an energy boost from it.
You get an energy boost, and you feel fulfilled. Like, you know, we didn't get to talk about the satiety buttons, but the body has, you know, I think we may have said this before, but I'll say it again. For millions of years, you know, since as hominids were forming, we formed a certain way, and we formed in a way that was responsive to our environment. So, you know, the basic shape we have today is, say, 100,000, 200,000 years old. Say 200,000 years old, the basic digestive system, the brain, the heart that we all have. So our digestive system and our body in general grew up a certain way, and it grew up eating wildebeest and zebra. It didn't grow up eating McDonald's hamburgers. If our existence was a clock, McDonald's hamburgers came at 5 minutes to 12, right before midnight. You know what I'm saying? Like right before now. Right? For most of our humanity, we were eating wildebeest and zebra. When you eat wildebeest and zebra on the African savannah, you get nutrition and calories together. So our body has evolved to get calories and nutrition together. When it gets calories, it's expecting nutrients. And when it doesn't get nutrients, it sends us out for more calories. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
My voice right now across this great nation. A quick reminder, we still will be doing Nail the Score. I felt like we had to do one in our next hour. So if you are up and kicking, you want to participate in this, you don't have to know anything about the great game of football. We'll just have the supercomputer pick the game of the week. You pick a side, tell us a score, and bada bing, you are in, my friends. Okay, I checked the mailbag before we went on the air tonight. And as always, it is overflowing. Many of opinions out there. A lot of people wanting to vent on a slew of things. Before we even head to the mailbag, I'm going to tell Bill, Jake, John, Joe, and Allison, I agree with you. We could keep it in code, and none of you will be in on it. But all of them wrote to me saying some form of a complaint that it seemed like people were impatient this holiday. They were really impatient, leaning on the horns, trying to cut in front of them in the highways. Well, that's a normal occurrence where I live. you know, jumping into the parking spaces, and people were just agitated. Because I think they all commented on something I was saying on the show. It seemed that way to me, that the fuses were short this season or something. That maybe I just didn't notice that before, but just in driving around, not even shopping myself, I saw some really cockamamie things that made me think, wow, there is something wrong. If you are so frantic and in a knot over running around trying to grab presents, you need to slow your roll down and think about what you're doing this holiday. You don't need to be getting those presents for all those people at that pace, at that fast, frenetic pace. Forget about it. If you miss somebody on your list, send them something for New Year's or wait. Who says that you automatically have to do that? You know, there's the whole thing of the spirit of giving, and if you don't have the spirit of giving, you know, aligned right, why bother? Why run around like that? I don't get it. And that's what I sort of was getting that vibe, and apparently they got the same vibe that I did. All right, without further ado, I am running. I have taken off my shoes. I am in a full sprint to the mailbag. Here we go.
The mail is here.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, the mail is here big time. So people had a little bit of time on their hands. Here's one from Bobby who says, "Hello, America Tonight. You've talked about this in the past, Kate, and I saw something on Fox today about it. Did you hear about those graves in the Arlington Cemetery? Wow, that is just nasty business. I can't imagine being one of those family members and finding out that the remains in the ground are not the remains of their son or perhaps their grandson or whatever the family relationship is. Just a sad, sick, nasty piece of work." Yeah, if you didn't hear the story, and we have talked about it, he's right about that, but it's now even bigger news because everybody's digging into this. The Army has been reviewing meticulously, they say. They weren't meticulous in how the remains were, but they're meticulous in what's going on at the Arlington National Cemetery because they have to replace or add, you know, people on the list. They got 260,000 headstones and whatnot. So they gave a report to Congress on Thursday, and they found discrepancies between headstones and cemetery paperwork. Are you ready for this? 64,000 grave markers. You know what that means? That's one in four. One in four. Awful. So there are minor errors, like misspelled names, incorrect military ranks, dates of births and deaths, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I was thinking about this. My grandfather is buried in the military cemetery, not Arlington. And they did such an amazing job, even did a ceremony when we went, I guess it's been now two years, to inter him, you know, and to go into the cemetery. It's in Florida. It's amazing how they handled it. And they were very thorough. And, of course, we're not talking about hundreds of people at one time, but neither were we here, really. And you think of the honor of Arlington and what that means and all those markers, those stones in a row. When I was a kid, I remember how excited I was because I had just heard about it and heard about the heroes and, you know, this land where all the heroes were and where it was and all that sort of stuff. And when we went to see it, I remember getting just chills. And I think I was like 13, whatever, it doesn't matter. But I just can't even wrap my head around if it's true. I mean, things happen, but that's kind of stuff is, can't you look at the list and check it three or four times? Isn't that a possibility that you can look at everything, that you can check it again and again and again if there's a mistake, correct it? I mean, for the families to see some of the things that they've seen is brutal. So I'm going to agree. It's sick and sad and too bad. Just awful. Now, hopefully, they'll get this straight, though. The good news is once the screw-up was so broad, even with the remains and all the other things that happened, now they're going to be fixing everything. So if there are errors, whatever, misspelling, a problem, they'll get it right this time. They'll get it right. I mean, how about this one? They said, of all the 64,000, because they got, I'm sure, all kinds of things that have happened, like I said, one of the big things that was reported in this review was that most of the early 20th century, the cemetery didn't include the name of a wife on a headstone when she was buried next to her husband. But under the practices now, the name of the spouse is on the back of the headstone. So they're going to go back because of these problems, and they're going to add the spouse's name to the grave because now it's required by law, but they're going to make it all right, which is good because they haven't been able to account for the forgotten spouses. So you know how long that's going to take? That is thousands of corrections, thousands, thousands. And here's the other thing. In some cases, they're going to have to do replacement headstones because that some of the headstones are historic. So they're going to have to add to that. Oh, wow. I mean, at least they're, here's the thing. I'm supportive of the fact that now they're trying to turn this around. It was an ugly, sad story. So they uncovered a terrible, terrible, incomprehensible problem, and they're fixing it. That's, so that's the good news. Maybe the other things wouldn't have, it wouldn't have raised the awareness on it. So at least it's getting done. They got like 70 analysts, the Army, that are reviewing every single case where there's any discrepancy. It's going to take them a long time to do this because they've got a hand count. They use these mechanical clickers of all the grave sites, and they've got 259,978, more than really. They say more than 300,000 people are buried at Arlington, but some of the grave markers have two or more names and some of these problems or whatever because you go back to the Civil War. And I'm glad they're fixing that. That needs to be taken care of. All right, quickly, let's move on to another one. This one comes to us from Bill, but I don't think it's the same Bill that sent me the note that was part of the whole crew of what's going on with the attitudes out there. And Bill says, boo, 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 Boehner. What is he thinking? He is a rebel without a clue. He's not even a rebel anymore. Good luck to John Boehner and good riddance that he was able to collapse just like that. Like a cheap suit, 2 months payroll tax cut extension. He agrees. Now, wonder why there is mixed feelings about Boehner from the Republican bench. Yeah, he's, this is going to hurt him politically, but it might help the Republicans because they were going to get pounded into the ground the first couple of months heading into 2012 for not helping out the middle class. That's what the take was going to be, certainly from the president who's running for re-election anyway. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.